Hello, dear friends, and like every week, we're meeting today, same time, same place. We're continuing our. It's a new lesson, but the theme, the topic is the same topic. And if you don't have any new questions, then the topic is love of friends and how can it help us prepare ourselves for the upcoming Congress in the desert that will take place from the 17th to the 19th of January. I heard that many friends want to come. We'll be very happy for every friend that can come, and if not, then nonetheless we'll try and have excellent broadcast from that place at any time of day or night, even if we will have to do it from there, then nonetheless we will do it from there. So, be with us, you will be with us all the time. I think that the action itself will start Thursday evening. The gathering, the meeting itself will start somewhere around 7-8 p.m. on Thursday. We'll already have our first event, meaning conversation, lecture, workshop, namely. And later on, probably, we'll have a barn fire. That's on Thursday evening. And Friday, we will officially start early in the morning. The Congress itself. It's a Congress for men, serious, powerful Congress. We have to prepare ourselves for it very seriously, regardless of where our friends are, whether they come here and they'll be together with us. Like before, we saw the Chile group and Moscow group and other groups on our screens. Meaning, I hope that all of you will be with us at that time as much as possible. And together, we will have this very strong Congress together, at least from the feedback that I got from the Siberian Congress. It really gives me inspiration, warms my heart, and gives me tremendous strength in order to continue in this direction. And as you really know, we are seriously advancing, but in order to achieve that which we wish, meaning the revelation of the higher world, for it to happen right now, for that we nevertheless and still need to undergo inner changes. And these inner changes in the wisdom of Kabbalah are called love for the others. Now, that's how it sounds in our world, that word, kind of repulsive and worn out, but that's how it sounds. But the truth is that it means that I unite my desires and aspirations for the revelation of the higher world with the desires of my friends, and that means love. Meaning, as Bala Sulam tells us, that in each one of us there is a burning point in the heart, the aspiration for the revelation of the higher world, but it's but a point, and we have to unite those points between us and to compress them, achieve a certain point of compression between them, and then they will unite into this network, serious network, such a network in which there will be revealed the structure of the higher world, and then we'll simply start existing in it, because that feeling will be much higher than we're feeling now. And then we'll start feeling ourselves on the next level. And humanity is starting to come closer to that. We see how from day to day people are talking about our world in a more of a... They feel that it's kind of the end. and they're disappointed with this world and disappeared, and we have to prepare ourselves to give them the method and prepare ourselves to be teachers for this world. Therefore, every day before the lesson, whether you're studying together with us on the same time or at different hours, like in Siberia, like in the US or in Australia or South America, people can't study in the same time that we do. It's completely, for them, it's a completely, in the middle of the day sometimes, it's a completely different time zone. So before you start studying, you have to truly examine yourself to which extent your intentions before the lesson are aimed at uniting all of our points in the heart together, for them to gather into one burning fire. Therefore, this gathering of ours in the desert, this Congress, that's why we call it Lehava Bamidbar, Shalhevet Bamidbar, which means fire in the desert, in order to connect such a tremendous force that will burn and to reveal the higher world. For this, we have to go to sleep necessarily with some article or some passage talking about love or the connection between us. Maybe don't use the word love, because I know that for many years it repulsed me, and I did it forcefully. Didn't anyone want to be a part of it in any way? All these passages, they seemed repugnant, and they truly repelled me. But talk about the unification of the points in the heart into one single system, such a system that in it our mutual connection would reveal and it would become similar to the Creator. Then we would have felt that higher world, our higher state. This is something that you have to do before sleep necessarily, meaning to fall asleep specifically with that thought, finishing all your earthly and personal different duties, occupations, whatever you're doing, kids, intimate things, whatever. But before your sleep, before you really close your eyes and fall asleep, you have to read a passage specifically about that and fall asleep with it. And the same when you get up. You have to immediately look at a few words, a passage that you prepared yourself for yourself in advance, or those that you fell asleep with, and you'll see that throughout your sleep, suddenly you'll start gathering, accumulating a very special feeling that during your sleep, you're constantly thinking about how to do it, what to do, and then you'll have that feeling that during your sleep, you were praying, you were asking for it to happen. It's a very helpful and useful condition when you get up in the morning and feel that throughout your sleep, you connected to the Creator subconsciously somehow. And you asked and asked for a new state. And later on, starting with the very first moment that you get up and up to the moment where you sat down in the group and opened your book or sat before the computer, you have to constantly be in a thought of why, what for, what exactly do I want to get with the help of this lesson. You have to accumulate these efforts inside yourself so that by opening the book, starting to read, you'll know exactly why did you open it. And if you don't have that, if it happens automatically, it won't give you anything. This way you can sit for years in front of the book. You can well know what's written there, but there will not be any results. The necessary result will not come. The result will come only to the extent to which, before the lesson, you target yourself at the revelation of the higher world, meaning the quality of bestowal, the quality of contact and connection between you and your friends all over the world, as many as we are. And all the time during the lesson, we have to think about it. Sometimes to remind, but to remind saying and so on, but especially to be afraid for the friends not to forget. They target me and I target them, and by this mutual support and guarantee, we're constantly thinking about each other to keep in the same intention. That's the most important thing. If we'll do it this way, only seriously, starting this evening, all of us together, all of us before sleep, all of us the moment we get up, all of us the moment we start studying until the end of the lesson, at least that time. Later on during the day, well, okay, if you can, sometimes to return to this intention, it's good. But even if we can't, it's okay. The main thing for us is at least these 3 points: before sleep, after sleep, beginning of the lesson, and during the lesson. And then we'll feel in really these upcoming weeks how we're growing, how we're starting to feel. What is that higher world? Meaning we'll start getting that feeling, I promise you. And that we're reading and we're talking, and you'll start feeling more deeply and understanding. You'll get feelings that are fit for it. And as a result, when you'll have some critical thoughts about the friends, you'll start shaking yourself up and seeing, understanding that it's the Creator giving you these situations, cleansing your hearts in order to for you to grab hold of yourself, in order for you to become needy of His help, of the help of the friends, and for you to strengthen yourself in this intention and the connection with others. So you have to be ready for there to constantly be disconnections in the connection with others. You'll forget about it. You'll have 1,000 different reasons. You'll be shook up. Someone will take your attention to something else, distract you, but it's not someone, it's the Creator doing it. There is none else beside Him, and I'm working according to my system. I know that I'm working against Him, against the Creator, meaning that He is actually teaching me all the time, just like we put a small child on the floor, forcing him to start walking, and he doesn't want to, he's crying, we let him go, and that's how he starts learning how to walk. That's how the Creator teaches us. So that only intention toward the connection with others in order to discover the quality of bestowal, Creator. And if something goes against that, it comes specifically on purpose from Him in order for me to put in more efforts. And when I put in more efforts toward advancing, He all the time, so to speak, gives me more and more of these obstacles. And therefore, I have to understand that if I look at the friends and I see something negative in them, it's the Creator doing it. No one else, and He does it on purpose in order for me to rise above my own feelings and to start justifying them and to start loving them and appreciating them. And I'm getting different thoughts on purpose. I'm getting different points of I look at them differently. And don't forget about it, no matter what. And the same with respect to the group. If I start thinking about the group, why, what for, how, would I need it, maybe later, meaning I have some kind of a disrespect toward them, the same applies for the friend and for the group. Immediately, I have to grab hold of myself by that edge of the thought and not let go. To constantly keep hold of that thought that it's the Creator who is controlling me and ordering me. What else do we have here? I'm looking a bit into the book of the principles of the work in the group. So as we said before, the group, it could be just one of my friends. If unfortunately I can't work with many, I don't have such an opportunity. Or if I can, then more. Here I see now before me the Chicago group. Rostik is kind of sad there. So we have to help. Zarechny, Simferopol, Rostov, Sochi. Excellent. All familiar faces. And as always, Chile. So we have to help the friends, we have to support the friend, we have to respect the friend, Berlin. We have to respect him in terms of that even if he's working just a bit in direction of correcting his ego, to support him. Like a child. Like when we support him, he gets an inspiration, he is confident, and then he can do a lot. And if on the contrary, we do the very opposite, then he simply can't realize himself if we put him down or anything of the sort. So we have to support our friends all the time in order to advance and to show them support. Toronto, hello. There are many questions about how do people come to the group? And Rabashi answers that too. Did I choose my friends or am I supposed to simply connect with them? I didn't choose anyone and I didn't choose the group either. I simply found people that somewhere are studying Kabbalah. So they're studying. There's nothing special. I didn't choose anything special here. People come to me. And in general, they found the group just like I did. And only in the group do we start to get to know each other, meaning the Creator, He gathered us all, and therefore this is how I have to treat the friends. I don't like him, and don't like him for another reason, and with him I'm ready to be friends, but under some conditions and so on. No way. By no means should you make such a sorting. Even if they come to study 2 times a week and someone else comes 5 times a week and someone else comes every day and so on, regardless of anything, I am ready to be a direct, loving, serving, and serving toward everyone. It's the Creator that puts before me the face of all these friends, better, worse, happier, sadder, doesn't matter. I have to treat them just as if they are my own beloved children, paying no attention to anything. That way I'm playing with the Creator. This is how I am in contact with Him. Notice, there are no friends. There is the Creator standing behind them, and it's like a doll that someone put the hand into and playing with it. I don't want to turn the friends into dolls, puppets, but on the contrary, it is the Creator that is within them. Therefore, we're not choosing the friends, but they were chosen for us. It's Moscow in their new center. Huh? Okay, so I hope that everything will clear up and will work. with our Moscow friends. Does every friend have to open up his feelings towards the rest of the friends in the group? Of course, we talked about it. You have to see it and feel it. Now that we've prepared for the lesson, did you project it onto each other or not? You have to show it off, so to speak, to smile and to serve each other. By this, you evoke in others the right kind of feelings. And it doesn't matter that it's all artificial. We're all working artificially before we get the higher quality. The light comes to us specifically to the extent to which we play those artificial states which we create. If I play a spiritual entity, then the light, it shines on me and develops me just like it does on children when they want to be grown-ups. It's the same light that shines on them and develops them. So, a bit less brains and a bit more simple actions like that. What else could I say here? Practically, that's the only thing that we have to do. Krasnoyarsk, Novosibirsk, Ural, Chelyabinsk, Yekaterinburg. Excellent. Krasnoyarsk and Yekaterinburg. I miss you. In Siberia, there are already two new groups forming, and this week they have their first meeting. Those that were at the Congress, based on these friends, new groups are built in Siberia. Okay, what else do I want to say? Should I say? Well, that's basically it. The only thing that we're lacking is a bit more unification in order for that already appearing mutuality and relations and understanding between us to appear. This condition, it's already shining through. I think that in the very near future, we will discover the revelation of the higher light. That's what the Rabash says, that if each friend from the group will nullify his desire toward, nullify himself toward the group, then they will create a mutual body in which there will appear light. So, let's go to questions. By the way, today we have a friend with us from Moscow, Ruslan. You have also some prepared questions. Well, you basically answered them. Okay, so we'll wait. Kozlov then. Okay, our listeners are asking. One of the questions is, you mentioned that we have to read something before sleep that targets us at the scrutinization of our inner work. Where's the image of the group and the Creator? How do you connect that all? It says about that specifically in that passage. So what, I should think about the group before the sleep or what? You might not fall asleep. Yeah, well, that's not bad. At least he'll know why is he whirling in bed. Means that he did not prepare himself correctly. I think that, you see, I have these passages. You know what are these passages? Do you have the translation of the preparation for the morning lesson? So these translations, I don't have the translations, I have these passages in Hebrew. That's what I read. That's what I read. Suppose there are about 150 such passages that we read in the past few months before the lesson. And I read them. During the day, sometimes I take them, I have a few minutes, I push on this special folder, and whatever pops out first, the first passage I read it. It really helps. And they're all short. You need 2-3 minutes in order to read it, think a bit. And it really helps before sleep and when you wake up. When I get up, I must, and I read these, read something, and I get up much earlier than the lesson to prepare myself. And I think that it's very responsible work, and I prepare myself for it very seriously to give the lesson. So what is my preparation? My preparation is that I read these passages from our previous preparations for the lesson, 3-4 such passages. I read them, I edit them a bit. When I work with the text, it helps me to better feel it from within, to feel the author, Bala Sulam or the Rabash. I really recommend doing it. So take these passages, preparation passages for the morning lesson that we read 5 minutes before the lesson, and start reading them before sleep and in the morning in your free time. Question from Odessa. What components does that force? What is the component that unites the hearts made of? It's made out of our aspiration for the higher, for the next state. That is what comprises our spiritual force. None of us has a spiritual force per se. Only if we nullify ourselves towards the others and start connecting between us, that connection creates the field, the network over which the Creator reveals Himself. None of us has anything. Each one of us is but a point, not even a vector, just a point. And when I connect with my friend mutually, there's a vector created between us, and so on with others. So that force that's supposed to connect us, is it aimed at unity or something else maybe? Maybe it's some force of our own that motivates us or moves us, propels us towards unity? No, only to be aimed at unity. So these two forces, they unite? What two forces? The question is as follows. What components does the force which can unite the friends' hearts consist of? The force that unites us is the higher light. It's the manifestation of the Creator. There is nothing else besides the Creator and what He has created. Our egoistic desire. And the revelation of the Creator toward us is called light. And in those revelations, there is the backside, the front side, the chassadim, the chokhmah, different portions of light, different ways and forms in which it changes. When we try to unite with each other in order to reveal between us the quality of bestowing love, meaning the quality of the Creator, by that we evoke, we near Him, Him to us by making these efforts to unite between us in order to reveal Him. By that, He comes closer. We're the ones who do it. It's not according to His order or desire, but according to ours. There's a law here. It's like with a magnet. I aspire toward my friend. I want for the Creator to reveal between us. By that, I near the Creator to us. That's the law. It's nothing here depends on Him. It's like He doesn't decide on anything here. He gave one rule, and that rule is realizing itself. It's the rule of the Creator, of nature. It doesn't matter. It's one the same. When we start aspiring for one another, necessarily, it brings us and the Creator closer, and that influence, it gradually brings us ever more closer and reveals that mutual force between us, as if nourishes us, like a child who's developing. He's making efforts He gets energy and knowledge, and again with that new energy and knowledge makes new efforts. So we're constantly nourished to the extent of our mutual yearning toward each other. What do we overcome then? Which disturbances? Oh, what do you mean? My, yours, his egoistic disturbances. It says that the Creator, he fails you, so to speak, on purpose. Sure he does. The ego, he created that in us. As it says, I have created the evil inclination. And he constantly increases it in us, constantly changes it in us, in its different variations and forms and manners. Not just in extent, but also in quality. And he does it in such cunning ways that we simply forget that it comes from him, and we start ascribing it to our friends, to ourselves. But the truth is that he is the one who's turning everything. It all depends on our reaction to scrutinize that it's him, to find out that it's him, not to forget that, and to keep on striving, aspiring toward each other. Is there a kind of a dependence between us aspiring for towards each other and the Creator's influence? Does he help us or put obstacles? I'd put it this way. The stronger we are, the more he helps us by putting obstacles, meaning we have to overcome more. Of course. Undoubtedly, if you're bigger and stronger, then the disturbances and obstacles are more and bigger, and it's not just quantitatively, but it's also qualitatively. It's not that you have to, previously you had to jump over 20 centimeters and now it's 2 meters, but it qualitatively grows in spirituality, meaning you have to solve completely different questions, because you become accustomed to one kind of disturbances and then they completely change to another kind. Okay, it happens so that the group here in Petah Tikva is more because they live together and in different forms and for different reasons they are the way they are. But in Moscow, suppose we don't have the ability to get together in the evening in the center or something because we live far away, and so. We get together for 5 days during the week together for the lesson, and afterwards we go to work, and on Saturday we get together. And I'd say that all the groups have to be connected to here and to put aside their what they do. During the lessons and the meals, how should we, where to find the, because maybe to invent something for 5 minutes after the lesson, because we need physical contact with us or between yourselves, because to you we're connected fully. So let's see, what can you do? Maybe after the lesson, have contact between yourselves, or even instead of the lesson, some part or something, why not? And it's dangerous instead of the lesson. But if you have to, you have to. What's lacking is the physical connection. Maybe some exercise, maybe after the lesson, 5-10 minutes, some exercise. So who stands in your way? Even now, if you have time, go and do it. That's your own concern. We can't, because there's like, we want to be together, but everyone has to go to work. How can I help? No, if you say okay, you said that the lesson is enough, and then you go to sleep or go to work or whatever. No, by no means. Obviously, that you have to have some kind of mutual actions and to connect somehow with one another. No, I never said something like that. I said that the lesson is enough, yes, but between yourselves, you have to be in contact somehow with other groups. Look how many groups you have there in Russia, in the Russian-speaking realm today. It's tremendous in size. Well, Sasha, a question from Riga. Martin's asking how to keep hold of the love that suddenly we feel and then we stop feeling it, how not to plunge into ego. That's mutual guarantee. You have to maybe even sometimes have people on duty. We know that the Ramchal group, it was a great Kabbalistic group somewhere in the 16th century in Padua, in Italy. And we still have their diaries that include their spiritual work. Between themselves, they had a timetable, a schedule. Meaning, suppose I'm studying now for a few hours, supporting everyone, thinking about everyone, and then you, and then you, and then you. Because everyone has to study, everyone has to organize his time somehow, maybe with a family, maybe do some things where he can't be in the right thoughts about the group, person has to sleep, and so on. They've decided that 24 hours a day, they will support each other in the right intention. And there weren't many, 5-6 people, but that's how they've divided the hours between them. For us, it's even simpler, dear Riga. There they are. It's even simpler. Why? Because we can do it around the globe. Around the globe we can have these kinds of meetings and to pass it on from one time zone to the other. Now this time zone, then the other, and so on and so on. And to pass the... Well, there's the ocean between us, the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, but we can make it so that all the time there will be groups in the world that will be concerned, that will care for all of us and raise money at that time. I'm ready to participate with you. Organize it. Please go ahead. Whoever wants to take it into his hands, then please write us. To organize all the groups between you so that every group will, you know. Question from the Ukraine. How not to lose the connection between the morning lessons? How to correctly keep the intention? If not in your own environment, then it's very complicated. There you need the help of friends. But let's think about it. How to support this? When you go out, when you start engaging in marginal things, you have different problems, and you know there's a horn honking and whatever, and you can't be in two worlds. Soon you will be able to be, but in the time being you can't. So you must feel the support. You know, there's like the group is enveloping you or another group from around the world. But our mutual concern for each other is the Arvut, the mutual guarantee. It has to reveal here. Otherwise, we won't be able to penetrate into the higher world. Otherwise, we're not a mutual kli if we're not concerned about each other. One shall help his friend. Yes? It's just that recently you said that you want the organization of a women's congress for one day. Yeah, I'm talking for it now for several months now, that the women's group is necessary, and the organization of this group is necessary, and the work with it is necessary, and women are equal to men, and there's no point in being shy or hiding someplace or going somewhere. We need a strong women's group that will help us, support us, inspire us, push us. And therefore, I don't exactly know where, but about a week and a half before our Congress, we're organizing our Congress in the desert. We're organizing the one-day women's Congress here. Maybe not here, maybe not in our center, but where we usually had Congresses in the Ganeitauha Hall. So it'll be a very serious and big Congress, but only for one day. A woman can't go for more than that. But it's enough. One day is enough. We'll do it from dusk till dawn with food, with everything. We'll inform about it. Our friends are, the men are, together with the women, the women's representatives are organizing this, and in a few days they'll give us an answer, where will it be, how will it be, and then we'll announce it all. But it will be maximum for one day, maybe even for three quarters of a day, something like that, from 12 noon till 7, 8 in the evening, something like that, maybe. The first female congress in the history of humanity. Yeah, the time has come, actually. I pushed this away for a pretty long time, but now I feel that it's necessary, and specifically before we go into the desert. Yes? I hope that it was an answer for many questions that our viewers are asking. What does a woman do in order to help the man and the men in the Arva Congress? Well, this Friday we had a women's seminar. Hello, Toronto. Leah, hello.
What? Так что я не знаю даже что сказать. Всё
полностью. I don't exactly know what to say. It was possible to say all that I could say, and I think they were left satisfied because they really felt the need.
Ну, серьёзный какой-нибудь вопрос.
Well, a serious question. The Krasnoyarsk group from Siberia is asking, there is like a contradiction. In Shamati, they read that it's forbidden to lie to each other in order to unite. It's not called a lie, it's called playing the future state. Wait a second, what do you want? How can I treat my friend nicely if for the time being I'm a complete egoist? We read in the book of Zohar that the students of Rabbi Shimon, that were tremendous Kabbalists, they wrote this whole book of Zohar. They, before studying, meaning before revealing the higher layers of creation and the higher levels of creation, writing down the book of Zohar, meaning they revealed and wrote down, like in a laboratory. And the laboratory, it's them themselves. They hated each other. We read that passage from the book of Zohar that before studying, they felt that they're ready to burn each other up, that there is a flame of hatred blazing between them. So what am I supposed to do? I'm really supposed to take my friends and burn them, to be truthful and correct in accordance with my desire. Or, on the contrary, I have to start ascending in faith above reason, understanding that it's the Creator giving me the ego, and I have to transcend, rise above it. How can I transcend it? I don't have the strength for it yet. This is why we're given the animalistic state in our world, where simultaneously I am in the animalistic body and in animalistic relations with each other, and inside us, inside our points in the heart, they're either in the state of nearing, being drawn to each other, or rejecting one another. We are on two levels. two levels. Here is the lower world, and here the higher world. In the lower world, we are like we see each other right now, corporeally. And the higher world, we're in it, touching the points in the heart. Here is our heart in the lower level, and on the higher level, the points in the heart. Now, what do I want? It's not that on the lower level I want to feel myself and decide that this is my existence, but on the higher level. And I'm led to feel on the lower level that I'm opposite to the friends and don't want to be with them. So I have to rise and to play this higher level where we're as if already connected. I want to reveal this state between us. It's not lying. It's an attempt, like with kids, to be grown-ups. And I'm not hiding these double feelings as if with the friends. They also undergo the same. It says about them that they're undergoing tremendous hatred. And then, working on themselves, they corrected themselves and got such an aspiration that it tells us about in the Book of Zohar. Question from Kazakhstan. Will the greatness of the Creator and the feeling of the Creator as great be left after we achieve the state of the final correction, meaning we unite into one and become equal? No, we don't unite into one whole so that our feeling of contradiction will disappear. That is the special method of the wisdom of Kabbalah. On the one hand, we become more and more contradicted to Him. We distance from Him. In spiritual ascent, our ego is growing. Meaning, I ascend, it means that my ego is growing. And I gradually come closer to Him. Meaning, it turns out that I am coming closer above my growing ego, and therefore by no means does my oppositeness to Him disappear, meaning in the final correction, in Gemar Tikkun, I discovered that I'm completely opposite to the Creator according to my desire, and completely similar and equal to Him, in adhesion with Him, in my intention. Question from Panama. Carlos is asking. He asks to explain the difference between the definitions of heaven, as we understand this, as hell. Sometimes we say that it's our world. No, what do you mean our world? Our world is nothing. Hell, it means the feeling of, it is the burning flame of hatred toward others in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's called hell. That is actually hell. Meaning the revealing in the Malchut, in the desire, feeling of rejection from the friends, but it is in correspondence to your spiritual level, is felt as a fire. No, it doesn't felt that way. So I don't want to look at him, I don't want to talk to him, and someone else, no big deal. Don't like him, push him away and go. Today we don't even have such a state where we love or hate. So the feeling of hate, when we find it on a spiritual level already, it's called hell. And in general, I'd say that even more, how to say, an even more deep state of hell is the state of being disconnected from the Creator. It's when a person feels that he is disconnected. That is the greatest punishment. That's the worst possible state, actually. But compared to our state, meaning compared to the spiritual state, it's already a spiritual feeling. If there is hatred revealed in the group, what do we do with it? Do we discuss it, or do we act as if everything's fine, or do we sharpen that feeling? You have to immediately make a workshop, read an article, and discuss it. Rise above that level, above that feeling, so that there will be no connection between what you felt and what you're doing now. In the group, if there is any slightest problem, immediately have a seminar, immediately round table. When? When? I don't know. That's your own concern. Instead of a lesson, if you have such hatred, then instead of a lesson. Instead of a lesson. 3-hour lesson. Take even a whole hour. If it's so standing in your way, to prepare it, to get with it, in touch with you, you can not get in touch. If you've decided about it together, there's no way out, and we have to arrange our relations, then you can do it instead of the lesson, because in order to sit with such hatred between you, there is no point in studying. Better spend an hour of the lesson, bring yourself to a normal state toward each other, and continue with the lesson. Another question. I sit with the friends on the lesson. What's better? Suppose he or me, we fall asleep. Aspire myself or to wake him up, meaning to distract myself from the lesson, but to be together. We'll try to make it so that it won't disturb you. Why should it disturb you? It doesn't. That he sleeps won't disturb me? No. Is it hard to wake him up? No. Does it disturb you? I mean, to target yourself, but yourself, or together with a friend. What do you target yourself at? What do you target yourself at? That I don't get. If not at the connection with him, in order to reveal the Creator inside that connection, what are you aiming yourself at? At the door? No. It's a problem. Don't forget that the revelation takes place only between us. You see what it says in all of our textbooks. Yes? From Yekaterinburg, a question. If there is a contradiction in the factory, how do I divide the criticism inside myself, not in order to convey those negative feelings onto the factory or in the group, or to try and create such relations like we study about with about what we should do with the 99 first implement in ourselves? I understand what you're saying. It's really a problem when the relations in the dissemination factory, they are then passed on to the personal level. It's a big problem. It means that you're still small and you can't push them aside. It still can take time until you come to that. What would I do? Then it's forbidden for you to work together. Forbidden to work together. You have to then leave. You have to disperse at least. Maybe be in the same factory, but disperse. Maybe to work together those that understand each other. I don't know if people can understand each other. Before a person has crossed into the spiritual state, he can't disconnect from his ego, meaning he can't be completely disconnected from the work and the group. He nonetheless brings viruses into there, and that's a problem. So we have to do something about it. So that as much as possible, people will rely on each other, on this mutual work in the group. To have equal conditions, equal levels at work too. A question Bill from Texas is asking. He says, in Texas, we have a separate group of students that don't keep to the laws of Nebuch. What should we do about them? To separate from them or worry about them? They study with us. They watch lessons. Okay, so then may they watch. Don't have to put any conditions. The main thing is that they'll watch the lessons and all the rest will come. They watch the lessons, they'll gradually understand and will become penetrated with the understanding of the spiritual direction and everything will fall into place. I don't think that there's any point in setting conditions and so on. On the contrary, that happens also with veteran students. There are students that I on purpose criticize them and yell at them. I know that it'll simply help them more quickly to move from their place. And the people that aren't in touch with us, with them, no point in and reacting. They can do whatever they feel like. They watch lessons, great. And from there, let them do whatever they feel like. Suppose they don't want to appear on our screens. They don't want to feel themselves connected to us. They want to be free as if it's better. They don't understand yet that you can't do anything on your own, that you necessarily have to connect with everyone. But it'll come. It'll come, give them the opportunity to grow. Last question. The Congress in Siberia truly connects. The whole region lives according to that method and develops. Now, after the lesson, there is a conference of the groups of the south of Russia. Meaning the regions, they connect. There's a very strong process going on. And I'd like to, can you aim us, first of all, will there be a workshop or the Yeshivat Chavarim? How should we prepare for it? No, first of all, we'll have a seminar. On the seminar, people come closer to each other, target themselves, and afterwards, the gathering of friends. So I have to say goodbye, I have to prepare myself for the workshop. When? In 45 minutes. And I still have to prepare myself for it. And I recommend you to prepare yourselves as well and think, what do we want from all these gathering of ours, from all the efforts that we make to connect between us, so that specifically between us, the Creator will reveal. Good luck. I hug you all and all the best till we meet in a week.
בדרכים אשר הלכת, הדלתות שננעלו, וחלומות אשר טיפחת, בשנים אשר חלפו. כל התשובות אשר חיפשת, הקצוות שנשארו פתוחים, אתה אולי עוד לא שמעת, בקרוב הם נפגשים. הדמעות אשר בכית בקרבות האבודים, כל האמת אשר רצית בלילות הארוכים, אנשים אשר שכחת, הקשרים בלב שנשברו, אתה אולי עוד לא שמעת, בקרוב הם יתחברו. השמיים ייפתחו.